Swiffer Flower Mop.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
For disease control and prevention.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. warning Iran could carry out possible attacks on Israel following airstrikes on Iran's consulate in Syria that killed a top Iranian official. ABC's Britt Clinton is in Jerusalem.
Last week, the IDF canceled a leave for its combat units and called up reservists to bolster its air defense units. So we are seeing that there is, you know, a defensive stance taking place. But at the same time, the Israeli officials are making it very clear that they will respond if there is an attack.
Football legend, actor, and acquitted murderer O.J. Simpson has died, his family says, after a battle with prostate cancer. Simpson was acquitted in the murder of his ex-wife and her friend in 1994, but found liable for their deaths. He would later serve 9 years for a separate robbery conviction. Simpson was 76. The producer price index showing wholesale prices rose 2.1% compared to last year, but better than analysts expected. This is ABC News. An elderly woman from Idaho being hailed a hero for taking down a home intruder while cuffed.
When a robber broke into Christine Jenahan's Bingham County home, he handcuffed the 85-year-old woman to a chair. While he was rummaging around for valuables, she managed to scoot the chair over to her bed, where she was hiding a .357 Magnum under her pillow. When the robber came back and threatened to kill her, she drew the weapon and shot him twice. He fired back, hitting her. She remained handcuffed to the overturned chair for 10 hours until her disabled son was able to get to her and call 911. The robber died. She lived. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Five women in Australia have failed in their bid to sue Qatar Airways. In 2020, they were forced off a flight in Doha, strip-searched, and checked to determine if they had given birth after a baby was found abandoned in an airport bin. An Australian court ruled Qatar Airways could not be prosecuted under the laws governing global travel. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible as well. High temperatures will flirt with 60 degrees and winds will start to ramp up this evening and into tomorrow too, dragging our high temperatures down for Friday into the mid-50s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A St. Croix County court jury finds 54-year-old Nikolai Mew guilty of one count of first-degree reckless homicide, four counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety in the 2022 Apple River stabbings in which a 17-year-old died and four others were wounded. The Dane County Sheriff's Office confirms a man and a woman dead following a chase and hours-long overnight standoff south of Madison. The man died of an apparent suicide. One of the dead, a person of interest in the death of a woman in Dubuque County, Iowa. A 13-year-old child was also found dead. A 5-month-old baby was turned over to a random house in Wisconsin before the chase. State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley won't seek re-election next year. The seat held by the liberal justice up for grabs after liberals won a 4-3 court majority a year ago. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin,
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Adams Super Service, your Napa Certified Gold Car Care Center, Durand. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Residents of the city of Durand may see a water rate increase next year due to the Madison Street project. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says while the city does have sewer rate increases built in, water rates are a bit different.
In the two funds that take care of the sewer part of it, whether it's water or sanitary, every year there's an increase in that's sort of built in. It's a couple percent. This way we never get behind, and then we can also plan on that funding to be able to pay for projects. The thing with water rates is that, and we haven't had one in a couple of years, is that you have to have that approved through the state, through the Public Service Commission.
Earlier this year, the Madison Street projects had to be delayed due to costs coming in over $1 million over budget. The city is currently trying to revamp the project and apply for grants to reduce costs. It's a year in jail for a sexual assault suspect in Dunn County. A judge yesterday sentenced Jesse Fortenberry from Mississippi to a year behind bars. He pleaded guilty to a weapons charge, and prosecutors reduced the sexual assault charge against him to a misdemeanor. Police say he admitted to shooting bullets into two cars in downtown Menominee last summer. A Chicago man is in custody after leading authorities on a pursuit that reached speeds up to 107 miles an hour in Dunn County Tuesday morning. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, the Wisconsin State Patrol was pursuing 47-year-old Roosevelt Gills westbound on Highway 12 near Elk Mound after Gills fled troopers during a traffic stop. Due to the time of day, the pursuit was suspended due to safety concerns. Deputies had attempted to stop Gillis on Highway B north of Menominee, but were unable to stop him, and he continued to drive recklessly through marked work zones and then went on to I-94 traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes. Gillis then turned around and was finally stopped in Menominee on Elm Avenue West. Gills has been charged with felony fleeing an officer, felony recklessly endangering safety, possession of cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl. No one was injured in that incident. A man is suing the Shetek Chamber of Commerce for a 2022 ATV wreck. Dennis Anderson says he was riding his ATV along the ice trail on Lake Shetek the day after the Winterfest snowmobile races when he hit a berm and suffered catastrophic injuries. Anderson says the chamber created the berms for the race, but failed to remove them afterward. The jury has begun deliberating in the trial of Nikolai Mu, who's accused in a 2022 stabbing that left a teen dead and four others injured during a float trip on the Apple River in Wisconsin. Both the prosecution and defense presented their closing arguments yesterday before the jury was dismissed to deliberate. Mu testified in his own defense Tuesday on the seventh day of court proceedings. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The past president of the Mosin East School Board has sent a Freedom of Information request to the Durand, Arkansas School District. On Wednesday, WRDN Radio received a carbon copy of an email from Gary Crawford, past president of the Mosin East School Board, that had an attached letter sent to Durand, Arkansas School Board President Bill Yingst, asking for all details regarding all investigations against Superintendent Greg Doverspike, along with copies of the attorney investigation reports and the deposition letters sent to the complainants. Earlier this year, Doverspike resigned as superintendent of the Durand, Arkansas School District effective June 30th to accept a position with the Mosin East School District. In a statement to WRDN Radio, Durand, Arkansas School Board President Bill Yinks confirmed the receipt of the Freedom of Information request. He says the school district attorneys are reviewing the request and will provide information that they are legally allowed to provide. Organizers in Mondovi have been given the green light to start fundraising for a new pickleball court. This week, the Mondovi City Council approved a resolution supporting the fundraising efforts for the new court that will be located in Tourist Park. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the new courts will fit in with the city's focus on upgrading city parks.
We've taken a kind of a focus on upgrading our parks here, including the new playground equipment, the boat launch, the new pavilion, their utilized facilities. I think the citizens see the benefit. They see their tax dollars at work when we do upgrades here. We've got some grant opportunities, and especially just the idea here that they're going to run like a capital-style campaign to fundraise for this. So our taxpayers and our citizens here are going to see a benefit from that.
The estimated costs of the new courts is approximately $70,000. A man in Trempealeau County has been accused of shooting a deer out of season and carrying methamphetamine. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they received a report of a deer shot in Galesville. They say Tony Lorenz admitted to shooting the deer and gave them the gun he used, which had a silencer on it. The DNR says they found 20 silencers, 4 illegally modified rifles, methamphetamine, and 100 pipes during a search of his home. Lorenz is in custody and will appear in court May 9th. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has given its stamp of approval to 5 new academic programs at UW-Stout. They are Bachelor of Science Biology, Bachelor of Science Chemistry, Bachelor of Science Physics, Bachelor of Fine Arts Illustration, Master of Professional Studies, Design Entrepreneurship, and Sustainability. The programs were approved April 5th and begin in the fall, capitalize on UW-Stout's existing academic offerings, labs, studios, and experienced faculty in those fields. The additions bring the number of undergraduate majors to 57 and graduate studies to 23, along with a specialist degree and doctorate degree. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
A zebra born in Wisconsin has headed south to begin new duties. The Racine Zoo announced Thursday that a 3-year-old Hartman's Mountain zebra named Malix was moved to the Dallas Zoo to form his own herd. The zebra, who was born at the zoo in late 2020, left Racine in a heated trailer in January and has since been introduced to his new outdoor yard and his new herd mates in Dallas successfully. Malik's parents, Obie and Promise, continue to reside at the Racine Zoo's Land of Giants exhibit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikens.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Barry addresses unknowns at Texas. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Stuart Haas Racing recruit Josh Berry is not only acclimating to a new car, a new team, and a new crew chief this season, but this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway, Berry will also have to figure out the tricky high-speed track that has vexed other NASCAR Cup Series drivers and without next-gen experience to fall back on.
I think the intermediates are, especially in the next gen, are a good bit different than what we had in the Xfinity car, just with the amount of throttle time and how they feel behind the wheel. So it's probably the biggest gap, I think, compared to what, you know, maybe some of the other style tracks are. But it's just a thing. It's a new track. We just got to do our homework and try to bring the best car we can to the racetrack.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns, and here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3H test versus API SP test limits.
The 88th Masters underway at Augusta National today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It started about 2.5 hours late due to rain and storms, but there is no more rain in the forecast today. Darkness will set in before all the golfers finish their first round, though. That means they'll pick up where they left off in the morning. Decorated football star and Hollywood actor O.J. Simpson lost his battle with cancer. He passed away on Wednesday at the age of 76. Brewers and Reds rained out today in Cincinnati. They'll make it up as part of a split doubleheader on August 30th. The Brewers beat the Reds 7-2 last night to take 2-3 in the series. They're on their way to Baltimore to start a series with the Orioles tomorrow night. Bucks beat Orlando 117-99 last night for their second straight win. Same two teams in Orlando tomorrow. And Marquette's Tyler Kolek announced on social media yesterday that he'll make himself available for the NBA draft this summer. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Girls soccer rankings, updated WSN Cup standings, and baseball no-hitters. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
A new girls soccer coaches poll came out on Tuesday morning, produced by the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association. In Division I, Muskego is on top once again, but that will likely change next week as the defending champion Warriors drop their season opener Tuesday night to fifth-ranked Arrowhead. Oregon jumps in front of Whitefish Bay to claim the top spot in Division II. Plymouth again leads the way in D3, while Cedar Grove Belgium is a new number one team in Division 4. The weather is getting warmer, and that means some of the state's top arms are heating up on the diamond, with 7 baseball no-hitters thrown in the early part of this week. That includes Madison Memorial's Cashin Jones, who struck out 7 in a complete game 5-0 no-hit win against Sun Prairie West on Monday. St. Croix Central's Eli Ponath struck out 16, did not allow a walk, and gave up no hits, but 4 errors behind him resulted in a couple runs, though the Panthers won 7-2 over Osceola on Tuesday. The WSN Cup recognizes outstanding success by athletic programs across all WIAA-sponsored sports, and we've updated the standings following the winter sports season. Arrowhead had a huge winter season and moves on top of the large school division. Notre Dame holds a narrow edge over Edgewood in the medium school group. Xavier leads the way in small schools. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Vintage lures are making a comeback. These old hula poppers and jitterbugs and lazy ikes are being snapped up by anglers all over the place, not to add to a collection, but to fish with them. I'll tell you why, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Old lures caught fish, the bassarinos, the pawpaw minnows. All these lures were designed to catch fish, and they did. But they went out of style because spinner baits and molded crankbaits came into play, and all of a sudden those old lures just fell by the wayside to be snatched up by collectors and added to a visionary piece that was stuck on someone's wall. But that's all changing now. Anglers are buying up these lures in vast amounts to use them to catch fish. The jitterbug just has an action that fish haven't seen. They get conditioned to rattle baits. They get conditioned to certain spinner baits and jigs. And after a while, these old lures, of course they're going to make a comeback because those fish haven't seen that lure. They haven't seen that action. They don't know what they're looking at, and they want to strike it. They want to eat it, and they catch fish. So those vintage lures are making a comeback, not to collect, but to use, because they catch fish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible as well. High temperatures will flirt with 60 degrees and winds will start to ramp up this evening and into tomorrow too, dragging our high temperatures down for Friday into the mid-50s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I don't know if in your backyard, but here it is definitely windy. And I know that wind is kind of the key word to the upper Midwest today. And so a lot of planters might be sitting idle in order to keep the topsoil where it needs to be. We're going to talk a little bit about this WASDE report that came out today. Kind of look at what some factors in it, including why did the USDA take a pass on South America? We're also going to take a look at what's going on with inflation. How is that going to weigh in, especially when you look at the livestock side and movement across the meat counter? Mike Zuzulo joins us today. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And this WASDE report just kind of, it made a flash, but not as much chatter as we've seen in some of these past reports. But there's some interesting components of it, including your thoughts on why they took a pass on South America this time.
It's really hard to give a good answer on that because USDA really didn't change anything except taking Argentina's corn production down 1 million metric tons. And it was interesting because just as we were getting ready to go on the air, Susan, the Buenos Aires Grains Exchange came in and lowered their corn estimate for Argentina down to 51 million metric tons. Earlier, we had seen another exchange go down to 50.5. Yes, USDA took it down today, but they kept it at 55 million metric tons. And maybe even more surprising was the fact that the Brazilian number was not changed at all in corn. You could probably say that USDA didn't need to change it this month in corn, but then with 80% harvested in soybeans, why didn't they come closer to the private estimates down in South America, in Brazil proper? And so this leaves us really dangling and really hanging. And in the post-report environment, my big question coming in to this week's trade with the report and with a lot of inflation data coming out, both here in the United States and also in China before today's report, was, and what I really wanted to focus on for clients and subscribers was, and especially in light of the hotter CPI data that we got yesterday, was, okay, will the report, the WASD report, tighten the supplies up enough to shake those managed money funds out of their very big net short position? We have to realize they're still net short over 259,000 contracts of corn futures and options, 138,000 contracts soybeans, and 91,000 plus contracts net short of soft red wheat futures and options. The report did not do that, did not make them feel a nervousness, because I think mostly of the South American crop. And then you throw on top of that the soybean ending stocks here domestically going up by 25 million bushels. That's an 8% increase. We're now sitting at 340 million bushels ending stocks on an export number decline today. And this coming into May, where we'll get the brand new 24-25 ending stocks numbers next month. And so when I looked at that, it kind of confirmed to me that the soybeans were still the leader to the downside, especially when you integrate back into the fact that South America is probably a lot lighter or a lot tighter in production on corn than they are soybeans at this point.
So, and I've read not only in your newsletter, but in a couple other commentaries about the fact that China's doing more cancellations. This time, Ukraine is one of the countries.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those situations where the sources that are reporting these latest cancellations of Chinese purchases out of Ukraine said that the warehouses are full and that the Chinese don't need it. I think maybe that's partially true, but I also think that the trade relationship between the United States and China has worsened in the last 30 to 60 days. It was improving after the big meeting between the two presidents in California. I believe that was back in late early January, if memory serves me. And it seemed like we got back on track a little bit more, but now we're starting to go sideways again. And there's more tariff and barrier issues that we're starting to hear about in the news. And so I think this is an element, this is the key element that we're going to have to face on the demand side in 2024. And hopefully we won't have to talk about the avian influenza in the poultry flock or the dairy herd at all at this stage of the game, that goes away. But the demand issue with China, especially when it comes to U.S. soybeans, I think is what makes me the most nervous about the downside potential in the soy complex. Because if the Chinese do really take 105 million metric tons of beans in the 23-24 marketing year, like USDA says they will, I think most of that increase will come from other areas, Russia, Brazil, maybe even Argentina, and maybe even Paraguay, probably not from the United States because of the frictions that we have in our trade relationship. And so I'm still of the view, and I've had this view probably since the end of last year, that given the world wheat stocks, the use ratios declining again today versus last month and still at a 10-year low, and given the U.S. corn export push that's up, 35% year-to-date in expectations, I think the feed grains are the ones that need to really find stability here, find the support here, and help stabilize the soybean prices here at this 1160 area, both in old crop and new crop. If they can't do that, then I'm very nervous about a whole nother leg down in the soybean complex as we get deeper into the planting season and get maybe a month down the road here.
And I know that we're going to run out of time here quick, but weather-wise, that's going to put a big influence on what we see and how this wheat market moves as they either get the rain they need or not.
Yeah, and it really should. And I'll say very briefly, one of the things that's really working well right now is USDA took the feed number down in wheat, took the feed number up in corn, didn't touch the exports in corn. So there's more room for movement on the downside in terms of corn ending stocks shrinking because of our export pace. But it's nice to see the wheat to corn relationship on the feed. It says the feed side of the equation, the wheat corn spread is working and that the feed is going back into the corn.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Mike Zuzlo with Global Commodity Analytics, let's talk inflation because, you know, the CPI numbers came out earlier this week. We know that they've been talked about in the marketplace, but there is that concern from a consumer perspective of how that's going to affect the bottom line of their pocketbooks.
Yeah, this is a big deal because we're going into summer grilling season, and that's where the inflation higher for longer mindset is getting to be more of a fact than an opinion, Susan. What I mean by that is the fact that we are staying so high at 3.5%+ in year-over-year consumer price index, and food being up there as well, and gasoline and energy prices, especially electricity prices, going even higher in terms of the rate of increase. That higher for longer inflation means, in my view, a higher for longer interest rate, which means that the consumer is going to struggle more and more with being able to pay the bills, and the governments of the world are going to struggle more and more with getting their debt under control. And I think this is where the Federal Reserve probably now is hamstrung and kind of trapped to be able to cut rates in case we would have a recessionary pressure build up here and on this debt that we're dealing with because of this inflation. And so it's what you call a negative feedback loop at this stage, that it's going to create more inflation. They may even have to raise interest rates, and that then we'll have to factor in the idea that we could even slow the economy down too much at that point and really force a recession upon us. And the other thing I think we have to talk about, because of the Black Sea, you know, a lot happened in the Black Sea over the last 24 hours. One of the major ports right outside of Odessa has been shut down. We don't know for how long, but some over there are saying that their grain exports are going to be limited dramatically the rest of the month of April because Russian attacks on energy infrastructure. And then we go over to the Middle East, and we're talking about Iran and Israel coming into potentially a full-blown conflict. That geopolitical issue, if those energy prices during the summer driving season take hold and energy prices go higher, given the CPI data and given the Fed being kind of trapped at this stage, it really does increase the chance of recession. So we're really kind of dancing on the head of a needle right now between the stock market, the inflation, and the HPAI, quite honestly, because that dairy herd, we have to remember that the dairy slaughter is 10 to 15% of our beef production. And that's something that we just have to keep an eye on.
All right. You brought it up, and I know you and I were talking about it in the break. You made the comment during the first half about HPAI, the latest place had been found in North Carolina. And as you were talking, I get a news release coming from the South Dakota Department of Agriculture, where now it's been detected in a dairy herd there. And it just seems like this is going to continue to spread. It's going to continue to cause some concerns. But again, it sounds like, late-stage lactating cows from this herd.
Yeah, and I think this is where the more it gets into the news and the more it spreads, the more we're going to talk about it in the news. And again, talk about a negative feedback loop again in this one situation, this one story. I think what we have to really look at is, and I was doing some calculations on the back of an envelope today, and if, you know, you buy 650 to 750 feeders right now for, you know, 260 to 267 You market them as fats in October. You're talking about getting 173 off the October board right now, and that's 200 to 220 bucks loss per head at this stage of the game. And so we're already in the red because of what's happened. What I'm nervous about, what I've continued to be nervous about, is a 2014, 2015 type look in this market, because the funds are net long. And so if we take out last Friday's lows, I think you really want to think about getting some floors underneath you, so that the amount of red that you incur is cut short. In other words, you try and prevent from getting worse than where we are already, because it goes back to the funds versus the fundamentals, how the funds trade and how they look at the fundamentals versus how the supply demand fundamentals look. And we know the cash market is much stronger than the futures right now, but at this point, with HPAI and this new news coming out of South Dakota, right there in the heart of the cattle country, we just really don't want to mess with new lows against last Friday's lows.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds. WASDE report from a livestock perspective. What was your thoughts?
Well, we were going to talk about some really good stuff, Susan, before that news broke.
Darn it.
We really did see a $2 increase in hogs and steer prices today versus last month. So we got up to 185 on the steer prices for 2024. We saw production increases in both beef and pork, but we also saw export increases, and per capita disappearance went up versus last month. So good numbers all the way around, with good weekly export sales to boot.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Mike?
Best way is go to globalcomresearch.com. That's globalcom with two M's, research.com, especially given some of the stuff we've been talking about. If you need to talk one-on-one, please fill out the free trial and put a little comment in there and request a phone call.
All right. Great information today. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. Of course, a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's been the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. There's been a lot of attention paid recently to meat demand. The U.S. cow herd continues to decline, and HPAI is making headlines, all while grilling season gets closer. How are Americans reacting to prices at the meat case? I'll have an update from the Meat Demand Monitor when we return.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Last month, U.S. consumers showed they're willing to shell out more for their favorite cuts of meat at the grocery store and restaurants, with one notable exception, pork chops. According to the most recent meat demand monitor from Kansas State University professor Glenn Tonser, the pork chop is having a bit of a crisis of confidence when it comes to home cooking. After reviewing the data for the March report, Dr. Tonser said, quote, "While pork chops are well understood by nutritionists and other experts, exactly how U.S. consumers view and approach pork chops remains worthy of further assessment. It's possible," he says, "that home cooks may doubt their ability to prepare pork chops at home in a way that guarantees a satisfying meal." The Meat Demand Monitor is a project jointly funded by the Beef and Pork Checkoffs, with the goal of tracking and revealing U.S. consumer preferences for meat. Each month, researchers conduct a survey of more than 2,000 respondents, which statistically represent the national population. The goal is providing livestock farmers with more data on the demand side of their industries. Producers, Dr. Tonser said, are used to watching cattle on feed reports, cattle inventory reports, and a whole wealth of supply side information. But there's a lot less parallel information on the demand side, and that's what prompted this report in the beginning, back in February of 2020. In the most recent report, restaurant demand for all 8 protein sources tracked in the monitor was stronger than in February, with consumers this month willing to spend nearly 4% more on a restaurant ribeye. Demand at the grocery level held steady. Consumers were not backing away from steak, and they were spending a little bit more on chicken. And that's all in addition to buying fewer pork chops. I'll have more details when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Yes, that March meat demand monitor showed that U.S. consumers are still willing to spend money on protein, especially when they're out to eat, and 75% of those surveyed said they were still regular consumers of animal products. Report author Dr. Glenn Tonser says the U.S. protein market continues to adapt to changing consumer tastes. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy with isolated evening showers and storms, turning partly cloudy overnight and a low near 40. Sunshine returns but staying breezy tomorrow, a high near 60. Much warmer for the weekend and full of lots of sunshine. Saturday, a little breezy. Highs in the mid-70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 56.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I want to head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm going to find my feet. Never have tripped down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge and I won't forget to send you a card with my regret, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. stew and a crawfish pie. A Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain. And there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beau Soleil is coming into town. Baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a Twisted Partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to sway the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show live long. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step bar to Red Occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. No, my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi. My temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights ago and nonstop. No work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Yeah. I can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend. Call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. Cause I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday. Oh, 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me. Monday.
area with local news, weather, and sports. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when you hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. I've been trying to slow it down. I've been trying to take it in. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. So don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. And your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
You look surprised. You didn't think you'd see kicking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy. Getting over you got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway too.